T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
So much to discuss in one of the big stories that you see headlines on The Hill and some of these other political, pretty much every political website, I guess, is discussing the Mitch McConnell Electoral Count Act. And a lot of the people that have been focusing on that have been taking it from the angle that look at the big rift between Mitch McConnell and Donald Trump. But in general, when you look at the Electoral Count Act, what are your general thoughts of even proposing that type of legislation to, I guess, in reaction to January 6th?
I think it's a waste of time. And I think this is pure politics and people wanting to say, oh, we did something. And let me tell you why I say that. Look, the Electoral Count Act, the way it currently works, it currently is written, worked exactly the way it was intended to. You know, on January 6th, there were some objections filed by a number of senators and representatives, not any different than objections have been filed in prior elections. They were debated in the House and Senate. They were voted down. The counting resumed. Joe Biden was declared the president. Anybody who thinks that a single one of the protesters who invaded the Capitol, and look, we all agree that shouldn't have happened, but anybody who thinks that a single one of them would not have done that if somehow the procedural rules of the Electoral Count Act had been different, that's just an absurd claim. I'll bet you there's not a single one of the folks who were arrested who on that day could have told you what the rules are for the counting of votes that's laid out in the Electoral Count Act. I mean, this is just a waste of time and there's no reason for it. And it would not, if these amendments they're proposing had been in place on January 6th, it wouldn't have made a bit of difference in what happened on January 6th.
Right. So you're saying that in the Constitution, there's no horns and face paint clause that they could have. So showing up and breaking in or whatever, not to make light. But you're right. And I wanted to also point out that this objection has been used in the past as a way for people to show exactly that, to be able to show their objection. Has been used many times.
Right.
The first time I remember it being used was Barbara Boxer standing up. I think she was, it was the second time George W. Bush was put into office. So I've seen it many times over the years without any sort of incident.
No, exactly right. And look, some of the changes that are being made, I don't particularly like them. I mean, for example, there's now going to be this strict limitation on the reasons that a senator or a member of the House can object. And one of the reasons that is not given is massive election fraud or vote suppression that is that occurs in a state that could affect the outcome. You're not allowed to object on that manner. That's also kind of weird, because the whole reason we have this Electoral Count Act, which was passed in the late 1870s, was precisely because in 1876, when Rutherford B. Hayes ran against the Democrat Samuel B. Tilden, there was, in fact, massive voter fraud and vote suppression of black voters in certain states. And that led to a number of states saying, we can't determine which candidate won the electoral vote in our state, and Congress had to get into it and figure out who had won the state.
Hans von Spaskowski is part of the Heritage Foundation. He has a new book out called Our Broken Elections, which you can look up, How the Left Changed the Way You Vote, out now. And I also wanted to talk to you about one of your latest articles from Heritage.org. FBI Justice Department twist federal law to arrest charge pro-life activist. Abuse of laws. I read this article and I think to myself, wow, that's an abuse of power. I was hoping that you can kind of explain what's happening to this one man who basically had that knock at the door at night and had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, and who was at his door? If you can believe it, 24 armed FBI agents. Now, you would sit there and think, my gosh, that kind of a show of force, what is he, a domestic terrorist, a violent felon who has killed or threatened people? Why, no. He's a pro-life activist who often prays and speaks outside of an abortion clinic in Philadelphia. And what was this all about? He's been charged with two federal felonies that could get him 11 years in prison. Why? Because almost a year ago, this escort for women going in to get abortions, every time Mr. Houck would show up to pray and to do other things, well, he would often take his 12-year-old son. This abortion escort would start cursing him, yelling all kinds of foul language, saying all kinds of insulting, disgusting things about him, and often directing them at the man's son. And about a year ago, after multiple occasions when this guy had asked this man to quit doing that, apparently the escort got right into his son's face, and Mr. Houck pushed the guy away from his son. He's basically defending his son. And, oh my gosh, the escort fell down and he had to get a Band-Aid on his finger. Mm-hmm. That's what led to these two felony charges.
You don't mess with someone's kids. I mean, that's what a good dad would do, is to get that person out of their kid's face, their young child's face. So he's facing years in prison. He's facing massive fines. A little bit of an overreaction, I think, to show up with guns a-blazing or whatever into this person's house to serve these sort of things, to show this sort of amount of force, like it's necessary for this. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, but what's really, listen, this is a political move by the Justice Department and the FBI. Why did this happen now, a year later? Why? Because of the Dobbs decision, when the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. It's because we're 41 days away from what could be disastrous midterm elections for the left. And this is a message. This is a warning to pro-life activists who are engaging in activities protected by the First Amendment. And this is a way of what the White House and others believe is a way of getting votes from their allies and others to basically engage in this kind of a political persecution of this pro-life activist.
Wow. Have you seen any other examples of this abuse? Because I know the feds in general, when you start to look into some of the cases they decide to take up, and there's some high profile raids that have happened and, you know, other questionable reasons for, you know, raiding, like, for example, the Project Veritas one. I mean, when you're talking about free speech and journalism and the First Amendment, can you even raid someone over an anonymous source? And that was a huge question, I thought. But the discretion that's being used by the FBI in some of these cases seem like they've lost all discretion. It seems like it's insane, some of the things that they're doing.
Yeah, look, we have a whole series of cases that show misbehavior by the FBI and the Justice Department, everything from their abuse of the FISA surveillance statute to spy on the Trump campaign when they had no basis to do it. And by the way, you should know, this particular federal statute that they are using against this guy, the prior Obama-Biden administration abused their power under this statute back then. They filed a number of prosecutions against pro-life activists that courts threw out, with more than one judge saying this looked like a political prosecution and they had no basis for it.
It's amazing to me. I mean, I think about the own examples of what are happening in local districts, and I can take St. Louis, for example. You'll have a circuit attorney, Kim Gardner is her name here, very politically motivated. She'll go after a governor of the state if it's an opposite party, and she'll go at it with no proof whatsoever and do so very underhandedly. But when there's certain murderers that are up, she'll decide not to prosecute, or, oh, I guess we're not going to have to worry about bail here. Just get the person out because we're, you know, overcrowded or COVID or whatever it is. The discretion that's used, you have someone that is defending a child after they're confronted angrily. And then you have an instance where murderers are being put right back into the street. Goes to show you the certain priorities that are happening. And it seems to be more social than actual justice. And it's so infuriating.
Oh, no, you're right. And she's not the only one doing that. We're seeing those types of rogue local prosecutors all over the country. They've all gotten into office in the last few years through huge money contributions made by George Soros and other liberal groups.
Yeah. Hans von Spakovsky, if people wanted to read your work, where can they go?
Go to heritage.org, heritage.org, and they'll find everything I write.
In your new book, if people wanted to find our broken elections, where can they go?
At Barnes & Noble or Amazon.com.
So many great places. Hans von Spakovsky, definitely worth reading the articles if you like his work here. Go pick up that book, too. Thank you for joining us here on the Annie Fry Show.
Sure. Always happy to do it.
And he's on Twitter. You can do a quick search for him, too. Senior Legal Fellow with the Heritage Foundation. And again, heritage.org. In the staff section, you can see some of his articles.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.